Doing tonight, that's all, folks. This is Marine Kyology here for another lesson in biology. How are you doing tonight?
Marine Kyology, you're actually on Paul Bro Sunday on a Wednesday.
Paul Bro Sunday?
Paul Bro Sunday.
Oh, Paul Bro Sunday. Who's that?
I thought it was Paul Bro Weekend. Paul Bro Weekday.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing a regular podcast right now. This might be an off the cuff podcast. I don't think.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Anna didn't really seem that into like doing a consistently a Paul podcast.
I feel like we need a third person for our podcast, but
yeah, I think so too.
If you're out there, if you're listening, we're looking for a host of or another host of Paul Bro Sunday. And we're doing tryouts, just like Casey Neistat's hiring for 368. We're hiring here at Paul Bro Pod.
At PBO, PB Industries.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
I honestly might have to sign out because I'm looking at a car right now to buy.
Great. Do you even know what's happening with Team 10 or Logan Paul?
Dude, I don't follow any of that stupid shit. I'm sorry. I can't. Honestly, it just makes me so fucking mad.
Why?
Because, like, I just hate that someone so stupid can be so wealthy and, like, influence so many people. I just kind of hate how he's influencing the younger generation because they're all just, like, so lame.
Sounds like you have some really strong opinions that would be really beneficial to have you.
We could use some, because Zach and I are kind of just fans of them. We don't really have anything bad to say.
Yeah, we've kind of
accepted. I don't know.
No, we kind of have in some ways.
Yeah, we definitely have.
They're just all over social media, and they're just like huge douches, but everybody loves it. And I just get mad talking about it. I honestly have to go, though. I'm about to stop this place and look at this car.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I really haven't been. Even last week, I fell asleep because I had a really rough day at work.
Well, are you going to be available for science Thursday?
I will, dude. I'm pretty busy lately, but yeah.
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow then.
And if you're listening,
Thursday's really the worst day. It's the worst day for me.
Okay.
Well, it's a really science-y day, so I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. I see you.
Bye. Okay, so Zach Show Live, and that's all, folks. And together they are
Paul. What?
Team Paul? I don't know. I was just watching one of the
Team Two.
Team Two. Welcome to Paul Bro Wednesday or something. Sorry, we don't find a consistent day to do this, but
I mean, it doesn't have to be on a certain day. It could just be Paul Bro.
I want the audience's mouth to water, anticipating the episode, with be it on a Wednesday or Sunday. I want them to be like on Saturday night or whatever to be like, oh fuck, I can't wait for this fresh episode.
Yeah, yeah, it would be nice to.
I want to create a craving and a habit loop. I want fans to be addicted to us.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
Well, okay, so what should we start? How should we start? I took some notes.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you start with the notes then? I don't have any. I didn't.
Well, what's Logan up to? Let's start easy. I'll tell you some things that I have on my menu. Team 10 tour, Sonny Maloof is basically Justin Roberts. That's another thing. Logan, he's not really doing much. I watched some stream stuff.
Yeah.
I watched the Pamsters vlogs. Logan Paul and Jake Paul's mom. I watched her vlog. Yeah. So how do you want to start? Well, let's start the Panister, maybe.
Okay. I don't really have much to say about her, but. Good morning, Pamsters. I just watched like freaking Jake Paul's like Instagram story, and like he was in the car and Pamster was in the back seat.
Oh, really? Wait. Yeah. When are you going to Cleveland?
2 weeks.
Are you going to go to the Teen 10 show?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a fucking waste of money. I don't have $50 to waste.
What if I give you $50?
I really don't. I'm going to be pretty busy.
I knew you didn't want to go. I knew it wasn't about the money.
I would go if you were there with me. Like, that's the only way I would go.
Yeah.
Because it would not be fun by myself. Like, are you kidding? It would be fucking weird. I would be like, okay, this is honestly, like, I would just feel so uncomfortable.
Good morning, Pamsters. Wait a minute. It's not morning. It's afternoon. So, good afternoon, Pamsters. We have a lot to talk about.
Vlog mom. Title, the drama.
Oh, my God.
It's basically, we've talked about the drama. Yeah, so... For those at home who don't know, Logan Paul, Jake Paul's mom, vlogs sometimes. Like, I'm looking at her. She's vlogged, I don't know. She vlogs a decent amount.
Yeah.
Not every week, maybe every couple weeks. Every couple weeks she'll put one out, which is not
not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah. Better than us.
Yeah.
but so... She's just like, we've talked about it before. It'd be like, what if our mom was a vlogger? That's exactly what she's like. She's like, just like, loves her sons, just excited about what they're doing, talking about what they're doing with everyone else. What are you doing?
I'm listening to you.
I don't know. I just want you to chime in to describe vlog mom, what she's like.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a mom. Like, honestly, I don't know. Like,
the vlog's pretty lame.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what she talks about other than just, I think probably just talks about her kids, really, and like maybe like has like a cooking tip here and there. I don't know. I haven't watched that many of her vlogs.
The way I look at it is, she's really boring, and I'm probably not going to get anything from her. But
right.
But I feel like she's a leaky faucet, and she's gonna tell me something that I can't find anywhere else. I have to suffer through her vlog to find out some stuff. But I don't watch her a lot. But she had a new video, Vlog Mom Reacts to All the Team 10 Drama. And she said, you know what, they're just haters. Basically, she just says they're all haters. And she also said that she thought some of them really didn't want to go on tour, which is like, what kind of...
I mean,
would you quit Team 10 because you don't want to go on a Team 10 tour? I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, yeah, I don't know how involved the tour really is. I can't imagine it's like that much different. I feel like you'd make a lot
of money on it too.
Like, it would suck to have to ride around in a fucking bus as opposed to like your big ass house.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's not much happened in the Vlog Mom vlog. I guess I'm just noting that to let you know I suffered through it, and she was just like, yeah, basically they're all haters. And
yeah.
And she says the new team's going to be better than ever.
Who's the new fucking team? Like, it's just a bunch of random kids.
Yeah. I mean, and
who are those two little twins? Are they in the Team 10 now, or like the other kids that are on tour with them? I forget what their names are.
Yeah. I think they've got some what you would describe as like featuring,
right?
Teresa Espanol on Saturday Night Live, where they're not officially on the show.
Yeah. Got you. They're in Team 20, basically.
Yeah, like they might get more involved soon.
Yeah. So anyway,
did you watch some tour stuff?
I haven't watched much. I follow him on Instagram, so I kind of like see like a little bit of what, but it's, I mean, it's not really any different than like if they were here. It's just like they're always like together with everyone. Like, I was watching some fucking rant. I was watching a live video. Like, they were in line at, like, Taco Bell. And, like, they were had, like, an Uber driver. Or I don't know if it was just, like, a random driver that was driving them around while they were at, I think, I don't know what city they were in. But they were just being, like, really fucking obnoxious and, like, putting on, like, all the Team 10 tracks, like, in this Uber. And, like, this guy was just kind of, like, not having it. He was, like, kind of pissed. Like, he was kind of, like, kind of laughing it off, but he seemed like he was like, this fucking sucks. And and then like fucking like Anthony was like, I heard him, like Justin Roberts was like in the way back and he said something, and like it was just pretty funny because Anthony just pretty much just like was like, hey Justin, that's not funny at all, like just like shut him down so hard. Like, as, like, he probably has to, like, hang out with, like, a 16-year-old, like, as, like, a, whatever, 22-year-old. Like, it's probably pretty annoying. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know Justin Roberts, but do you?
Justin Roberts.
I mean, he's a kid. He just probably said something dumb.
Yeah, he's like, 15 or something.
And he was probably just like, dude, shut up. Like. So that kind of made me laugh a little bit because it was just, like, a little bit relatable, I guess. But other than that, I haven't really seen much. It's really hard for me to get through a Jake Paul vlog these days.
Here's playing some audio from the tour.
This is at the beginning.
The kids do love it.
I mean, it's like going to a vlog. It's like watching a vlog. And
it's like a concert. It's like a play, kind of.
Yeah.
There's not that many kids, so they can kind of, you could probably meet Jake if you go, you know, it's like.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like fucking like
it's $300 like a new,
bucks, but.
It's like a combination of a concert slash meet and greet slash pop-up merch shop.
Yeah, but like the merch, everyone's buying merch because like you go to the show and it's like, oh, because you're probably, there's probably like exclusive tour merch.
Listen to this. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Tight.
Yeah, so it's just basically, you know, it's like a mid-level stage. Like, it's like, yeah. If I'm trying to think of a band that would fill a similar room as Team 10. Just so the audience can imagine.
Yeah.
Like, probably, let's see.
Like, I'm trying to think of one that's like really like everyone would kind of know. I mean, I feel like it's just you're famous.
It's like maybe you had like one hit, but it was 5 years ago, and maybe there's some lot of fans that are still like you, so you can fill a decent room.
Yeah, it's still impressive.
Yeah,
but they are kids. So,
oh, how about this? Toon Yards.
I mean, I don't even know if anyone's gonna even know who fucking Toon Yards are.
I just wanted to drop a Toon Yards reference.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Toon Yards. I don't know. I actually don't really know Toon Yards very well. I would have to hear some of this
stuff. She's like real, like Pitchfork cool for a second, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Basically, that's what I'm saying. That's what kind of crowd it is.
Yeah,
that's like the size, but it's like all little kids. It's like elementary school, middle school.
Yeah, so they're on tour, and I mean, I don't even know, like, they're just putting out clown videos. I think that they just had those.
Yeah, you want to know a conspiracy about the clown? Oh, you think so? Wait, what are the clown? Should we do another?
I don't know.
Should we watch another clown video? Should we do another live reaction?
Probably. All
right, guys, we're gonna try another live reaction because like, I saw that you said that, and then I looked at the Team 10 page, and it is all clown videos.
I know. I think that's just, like, the easiest thing. It's like, okay, well, guys, like, if there's nothing cool that happens today, like, we're just going to go, like...
Roll a clown video.
Yeah, we're going to shoot for, like, 20 minutes and make a clown video.
So do you
wanna watch? I don't know. I tried to watch... I watched, like, a part of, like, this vlog with, like, the tour... The fucking clowns came on tour, and I was like, I can't do this right now.
Do you want to watch one?
We captured the most recent one.
Yeah, it's only 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Okay. I'm putting on headphones. Guys, if you're at home, check out the Jake Paul video from May 30th, 2018. We captured the Texas Chainsaw Kidnapper. Asterisk, asterisk, scary. Asterisk, asterisk.
Is that how you say asterisk? I thought it was asterisk.
Asterisk. I think. If I'm saying that wrong, so sorry, everyone.
Asterisk? I thought it was asterisk. I don't know.
Asterisk. Asterisk.
That's really aggressive, but maybe that's a...
Asterisk. It's like asterisk. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, cue it up, everyone.
All right.
Push full screen. Blast the sound.
I'm turning off my fucking
actually
speakers.
Get a good balance between us and the real audio.
Yeah, blast us.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna give you a 3, 2, 1 and then go on. It's gonna be a 3, 2, 1 click. All right.
Hold on. I gotta get through this ad.
Oh.
Okay, I'm plugging in my separate headphones.
Sorry guys, I forgot. I pay for YouTube Red, so I don't have ads.
I can actually try it free right now.
I'm just on Google Play Music. It came with it.
All right. Hold on. All right. Let's hit it. Like, you ready?
Yeah.
You can count it down. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, click.
They must be in Texas.
They're in San Antonio.
Fuck. This actually looks pretty good.
We thought we were going to make fun of this, guys. It's actually like an amazing piece of cinema right here. Whoa. What are these train tracks doing in like a public park?
What the fuck? Who do you think that is? The Tepper? God, they're fucking audio.
It's so weird.
Garbage.
What I realize is like I have such an urge to skip ahead right now, and that normally when I watch a lot of vlogs, if something like this would happen, I just skip ahead.
I'm trying to think who that is. It must be like their fucking tour manager or something.
I mean.
Or you think it actually is the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or the real Texas Chainsaw who we got here?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jake fakes a lot of stuff, but this looks real.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, there's fucking Tepper. Who's the other guy here? You got freaking Anthony.
I don't know.
Is that Chantony?
That's the thing. Didn't one of them quit?
Yeah. Chance is done. I don't think that's who. I think that's someone else.
I swear I saw both of them the other day. I
wouldn't be surprised if they're like, oh, surprise. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, I'll come down for the tour. I changed my mind.
Don't want to go on record with that, guys, but I swear I saw Chantony together. This is so, like, just like last time, nothing's happening, and they're, like, getting away with, like, the Blair Witch thing, where it's, like, it's supposed to be a raw video, so it's,
his
like...
His fucking tattoo is so extra.
What? Like, which one?
His fucking... His sword tattoo. Okay, oh, shit.
Hmm.
It's just... It's really kind of cringy to me.
Think these are real chainsaw noises?
Like... I'm gonna say.
Think that a chainsaw
I'm gonna say
park
definitely,
running?
Yeah. Oh, you know who the other guy might have been? That might have been Cage little brother, who might still be his videographer.
Hmm.
I forget what his name is. I think his name is Jade.
Guys, if you're not watching this, it's just grainy footage of like a park. The guy's walking around the park with a chainsaw, wearing a welding mask. It's pretty uneventful, but like, I don't know. I guess if you're like a baby, The thing is, we were talking about this before. He's like doing finger family videos. He's doing clown videos. Like, his audience is babies. Basically, it doesn't even matter what's on the screen right now.
I know. That's crazy to me. You said that, and I kind of didn't believe it, but now it's like, he's got the audience, so, like, you know, all these babies are subscribed. They're clicking on these.
I don't know if the babies are subscribed, but the same way, like, he's basically just trying to get organic clicks by association with, like, you know, Scary Clown.
Okay, we got a park ranger. Let's see here. Let's see.
You think they let these people in on this? This goof?
I mean, I don't think the park rangers would be that hard to sway. Like, they probably, so, like, sure. They probably like, yeah, can, like, I'm bored.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, this is lucky for them.
They got a police flag out there.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was. This other guy that's with them. Oh, you know who that? Oh, shit. He's back. Act big. Yell at him.
Get out of here.
Oh, fuck. Jake's so brave.
Wow. Jake just rushed him. Holy what?
Shit. They...
All he did, like, why didn't the guy?
He didn't even fight.
He just sort of went down.
Yeah.
This is so illogical. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Yeah, this may as well be like Spider-Man and Hulk learn colors.
Oh my god, that seriously took them all like 10 minutes. That's awesome.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's enough. Let's switch over to Logan now.
Hold on. Well.
I mean, let's cap it off, okay? Let's put a little something on the end of that. What do you have to say?
Well, okay, let me just say, I guess before we move on to Logan, I was, like, wondering who, I don't really have much more about to say about that thing other than, like, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, like, we've said it enough.
I guess so. They're probably, like, tired from the tour and they need something really easy to do for the vlog, whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
And but you'd I'm think sure. The tour would be such a good time that they'd be like, whoa, we're here in this town today doing this. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, they know their songs. Like, they don't need to, like, practice them. It's not like they're fucking, like thinking about, like, their lyrics and shit. Like, at least maybe not. But, yeah, I mean, they're probably driving and shit. I don't know. Looks like.
But we were talking about it last week. Their songs, it's basically like a show. It's like a concert, and like they all need to have songs. And one of the girls that's in Team 10, Sunny Maloof, Jake released. It was like right after Paul Bear Sunday. Jake released Sunny's track on his channel to like boost.
Oh,
her,
really?
Right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Listen to this track.
What's up, y'all? Jake Paul here with my little sister.
He like shouts it out at the beginning.
New song called Wave. I wanted all of you guys to hear. I wanted to help her put it out. It is absolute fire. Peep it. Major wave lurking. Send them a little time with James today. To all the wave riders, because we created the wave. You did.
And the title.
Okay. Any feelings about it?
Yeah. I'm watching it too. I cue that right with the.
Is this with the dancers?
Yeah, yeah.
With like the Jake Palmer chime.
So like, okay, she's like 15. It's like she's same age as Justin Roberts. It's just like she's like the. Okay, so
yeah.
What do you think about Sunny?
I'm just watching this song. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's just a female Justin Roberts. They needed a female to like get because Erica's a little bit older and like, you know, it's easier for like these fucking like 12, 13 year old girls to identify like, with a 15 year old girl. I mean,
but like, do you feel like she's a good singer? You feel like she's particularly good at dancing?
No, I mean, she's like, I'm watching this video, like, she's fine. I'm sure she's I'm sure she's an all right singer. She probably not.
So I'm like,
I'm hearing, I mean, like, there's no autotune in here, like, but like, I know that's like they're just trying to make like a trap song.
I was watching this last week and I was like, why the heck is she like on Team 10? Like, what the?
Right.
So I tried to, I Googled her, I Googled Sunny Maloof and it autofilled to dad. And I was like, oh, okay, so let's see what the heck that is. So her dad, Robert Maloof, is like a Texas dentist baron.
Like, oh my god.
Like, not, I don't know. Like, dental baron. He was like known for bringing like, he's like a rock star dentist. Like, he had a dentist franchise that he made a dentistry cool. And
what? Good for him, because dentistry has been super lame as far as I could remember.
And I can't remember the name of it. It's like a franchise, but he sold it. He made a lot of money. Somebody said he was like a billionaire. I'm not sure how much money he actually has, but they bought this house in.
Oh my god! Wait a second. Can I pause for a second?
What?
She's got a wait. She's got a track on Ellen, on Ellen's, website.
I'm sure.
I think this is really old. I think this is when she was like fucking 12, featuring Silento.
She had a song called like.
Welcome to my house.
Yeah.
Oh wait, like, is this just a cover? That one song. Hold on, I gotta put this on. Yeah, it is. It is that song. Welcome to my house. Toda be toda.
Well, okay. I don't know. I guess she had a popular video that was like somebody's playing at my house, like T.I. or something. I forget. Like some rapper like played her house. She's just like a super super rich kid. Like,
she's a lot younger in this video. She's like,
their house has a water park in the backyard, is I guess what I was trying to get to. they're ridiculous, like stupid rich, like humongous house, water park in the backyard. You can watch, Google Robert Maloof, like at Texas Estate, whatever, you can watch long videos of their house. And so basically, I mean, he's like probably an investor in Team 10, probably paying Jake Paul to like, you know, feature her. She's basically like, and when we said she's like the female Justin Roberts, it's because that's like the same thing with Justin Roberts. Justin Roberts' dad, Mark Roberts, was like, hey,
oh my god.
Oh, I forgot
Here's the fucking, I'm seeing the water park in the backyard in this video. It's tight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
couple, three slides.
This is like freaking blank check style. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but her dad actually is being sued by the government because he did a bunch of Medicaid fraud.
I read that.
Yeah. So like he's like sort of like a slimy. He's like got a cool persona. Like it's kind of crazy because it's like his public relations is really good, but like anybody who knows anything is like, wow, that guy's just like a cheapskate, like fraud sort of guy.
Right.
And that's like, it's funny, that's like the same as like these, like the vloggers, you know, like Team 10 guys. Like we were saying, Justin Roberts, same thing. He's like 15. His dad was an agent, a sports agent, boxing agent, other sorts of sports, I think football and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's about money. It's just all about money. I mean, how much like, money can you put down?
And yeah, so he was pretty rich on that. Then he got into real estate and made a lot of money, and he promised Miami like to revitalize their downtown. He had this company that I guess he was like going to parties downtown, smoozing and being like, we're going to totally transform this place. You just watch. Things like that, you know.
Yeah.
You could imagine Justin Roberts or like a Jake Paul as the head of a company that is trying to revitalize downtown Miami and what the kinds of things they would do. That's what he's doing. And then the whole company went bankrupt in 2010. So yeah, I think he sells a lot of money and he's paying. Rumor has it, I haven't seen anything official, that he's a investor in Team 10. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
And famously, Justin Roberts, the first time he showed up, one of the first vlogs he was in, he bought a Ferrari. Cause like, I don't know. Jake was like, if you reach this many subscribers before this date, then you got to buy a Ferrari, or I'm going to buy one. And then he did. And then he went to go buy one. And there's a scene when he was like standing outside the dealership in like a parking lot of like a strip mall. And there are all these like 8-year olds, for some reason, like elementary school year old kids just standing there. And Justin Roberts was there with his Ferrari and all these kids. And Jake was like, have you ever seen a 15-year-old buy a Ferrari? And they're like, no. And they're like, pretty cool, huh? Yeah. It was just like. And so that's, I was so always funny. Just like, I was just squinting my eyes the whole time, this whole situation. I was like, this kid does not, like, I don't know how rich he is, but I don't think he's buying a Ferrari right now.
Yeah, you bought Justin Roberts' dad's book.
Yeah, because I was just like, this kid's a fucking slime ball. And I could tell his dad's a slime ball too. So I bought his dad's book, Robert's Rules.
I mean, to be fair, his dad is a slime ball. He's not necessarily a slime ball. I mean, he's still a kid.
True.
He's still true. Kid, but
he's like has slime.
He's in training. I mean, he's hanging out with Jake Paul, so I mean, like he's gonna act like that.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I mean, listen. I just opened it up to a random page.
What?
Let me just read one paragraph of this random page.
Okay.
Or just maybe a sentence. Day-to-day loyalty. Every day of your life, you should do something to ensure that you are surrounded by loyal people. They are the foundation of your success. That's the kind of like book this is.
Right.
But yeah, it's just like, it's really weird. It's like real Trumpy sort of advice. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I got the dirt on that Ferrari. It was rented by his dad. And guess what happened?
I'm sure that was like a fucking like comment on the video, right?
No, it came out a couple months later. I didn't check on this, but like maybe back in February, it was like a big thing because the company that did the rental, they're basically trying to take Mark Roberts to court because he's not paying for it. Because if you remember, Jake smashed the windshield in one of the videos. And I guess they tried to just take it back to the rental place and said a tree branch fell on the car. That's what Justin's dad said. Mark Roberts told the rental place, a tree branch fell on it. The rental place watched the vlog and they're like, no, it didn't.
Wait. What happened in the vlog exactly?
Something, there was like a rock, paper, scissors bet, something stupid, and Jake smashed the windshield.
Damn, okay.
And
is it just the windshield?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's pretty much it. A big deal, but yeah.
But so I don't know. It was like $30,000+,
right?
That of damage.
Oh wow, that's more than
34,000, maybe more.
Thought that was like a couple hundred, but man, fuck.
Yeah.
Wrong.
So Jake smashed it, and then the Mark Roberts was like to the rental company, like, "Hey, a tree fell on it," and they were like, they watched the vlog, and they were like, "No, I saw Jake Paul smash the windshield."
So his response to that was probably like,
he was like, "Oh no, I didn't know he would do this. What a bad guy. Oh man, I'm sorry. I'll pay for everything." And then a couple months later, they're like, "What about that?" And then he's just not answering.
Oh damn!
So that's the dirt on the. So it was never. Justin Roberts has a song too, if you remember. You're a pretty fine pretender. I can paint you like a picture. Remember that one?
Yeah.
There's a lyric in that song.
You killed it, by the way, on that verse.
Thanks. There's like a verse in that song that was like, fully tinted windows. No, it's not a rental.
Oh, no way.
Think my bank account is little? Yeah, it's like, dude.
Yeah. How much money does Justin Roberts have, I wonder?
I mean, it's like, how much does his dad have? I don't think he really has his own money. I don't know. I don't really know.
His dad's probably taking all his
money. But Sunny Maloof is just like, yeah, she's I mean, no offense, they are just kids, but
right.
It's like
Sunny Malou, she's only 14, I just read.
They like to pretend they're all like really hard workers and they're like living it and doing it, but it's like,
I mean, they understand the fucking game like completely.
Yeah. To like, but the oh yeah, the thing is the weird thing about the Sunny Malou thing, because I went real deep on that. I was like, what? They had to have gone to her house. There's a vlog where Jake went down to her house and she was there, and during the span of three vlogs where they featured like, this house has a water park in the backyard. Whoa. They sort of were, they didn't explain whose house it was or anything. They were just like, all just like, look how successful we are. Look at this like paradise we're living in. I don't know if it would have spoiled it if you would have been like, this is Sunny's house.
Right.
Like, would have fans not respect her if they knew she was so rich? To begin maybe. With, and that she didn't earn it.
I mean, maybe.
That's my conspiracy theory about it, but I don't know. She was there. Yeah. You'd think Jake would have been like, this is Sunny's house. What was it like to grow up in this? Because she has lived there her whole life, I think, since 2003.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's We've gone pretty hard on this. Let's
there's not any much Logan Paul news.
Nah, I guess not.
I mean, summary on that, rich kids are like paying influencers to be in their crews. That's like
Cliff Notes. That's the gist of it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Logan Paul, he just does a vlog every once in a while and just like hates on KSI, just trying to hide.
He did a couple because he had like a Memorial Day sale.
Oh, right.
20% off merch. And so I feel like Logan only comes back to shout out when he has new merch or a sale.
Yeah, I think you're right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about Andy today. I kind of want to talk about him.
I don't even watch Andy. What's his, Andy Altig?
Andy Altig, yeah.
I hate watching Andy because he's just like one-dimensional as fuck.
Yeah, you actually made a pretty good pun. You said more like Blandy, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I said Andy was born a phony.
He was born with a golden spoon in his mouth.
Yeah, speaking of rich kids, this is like
not
a real
theme. That he's not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seemed that he, and I think he still does do his own vlogs and he edits his own shit. So
think
like,
so?
I think he does.
If so, they're not bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he is putting in work. I really do think he edits his own vlogs, or at least like when I was watching him like a few months ago.
One thing before I forget, I just want to call Andy out on is he did the exact same fucking Suicide Forest video as Logan, like almost a clone of Logan's vlog.
Yeah.
And he got no heat for it because Logan, he was one of the other people in the Suicide Forest. He shot his vlog. I don't know if there was a dead body in his thumbnail, but he had basically the same content.
I think that he had a very, very similar.
I wish I would have saved it, but it was so similar. And it was just like Logan Paul was so much more famous that Andy got nothing. Yeah. The people who knew Andy were like, Andy, I saw it. I saw that. But
yeah, many people. I mean, he probably had like 400,000 subscribers at that time, so a lot of people saw it. But
he probably got more subscribers after that.
He probably did
because of all the heat on Logan. But so yeah, like he's a rich kid from Seattle. Yeah, his family owns a really. I guess if you know the Altigs, if you're in Seattle, you know the family.
And yeah, they have like a really cool like big ass farm. Like it looks really nice.
So yeah, doesn't seem like a bad guy, but all his content is just so like you could tell he's never had a struggle in his life. He's just grown up soft. He's just like a soft guy, and he likes cooking, and he does an Italian impression.
I mean, he does speak Italian.
His whole shtick is that he's like, I'm Andy, I'm Italian.
Yeah, exactly. That really is it.
And that's it. Like, it's not any more to that. Like, you think that that's like a caricature of him? No, that's literally what he does.
Yeah.
Mamma mia. A buongiorno. Let me play the video from today. Dude, much better.
That's a day in the life of Andy. Oh, look at this KSI. Oh, wow, you look so good, man. You ready to get knocked out August 25th, baby? Come on. Speaking of knockouts, if you haven't knocked out...
Shouting out KSI fight. This is like... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You get it. It's just like still like hype. It's like sort of the Pazcore hype. Standard vlog.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's... Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not too much to say. We actually we had a one-on-one with Andy, actually, which is funny.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. That's what, we didn't even really in real life, Andy.
We didn't even really know him at that point. Like you knew him a little bit. I didn't but really. I saw him in like one or two.
There wasn't much to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just around.
Yeah.
We asked him. We asked him, like, you know, I don't remember. Our questions weren't even that good, and like, yeah,
no, but we did. Were kind of just like, you were just like, let's talk to Andy, and I was like, all right.
We tried. I was trying to get the dirt, from what I remember, but he didn't spill any dirt.
No,
I was trying to get the tea.
Yeah, he. I think he was happy to get someone to talk to. And he was like, all right. I think he was like, yeah, sure.
But he lives at Logan's house basically and just always hanging around. He's just really supportive of Logan. And
yeah.
I like him for that.
He knows. Yeah. He knows what he has to do. I mean, he's just kind of like sticking around. He definitely helps out. He's definitely like a character in Logan's vlog.
Yeah. If you know anything about Logan's vlogs, you know that everyone around him becomes a one dimensional character and he gets to be like a five dimensional character.
Who, Andy?
No, Logan gets to be extremely dimensional. Everyone else around him has to be basically one. Like, if he points to you, you got to do the one thing that you do. Like, Andy is Italian.
Kind of. What would you say Big Mike is? He's kind of just like...
A bro?
Yeah, but he's...
He hasn't established his character yet.
No, he hasn't. Like, Andy very much, like, came in with that, and he milked it, and then, like, that was what he, like, is, so... Yeah, like he just yells Andy.
All of his assistants have been one dimensional. He's just like somebody for him to beat up on.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like,
it's how TV shows work. It's like the main character you understand a lot of, and everyone else is sort of like these flatter characters. But yeah, Andy, the problem is Andy has his own show now, and he's still his one dimensional character.
Yeah. Kinda. I don't know.
He got his own spinoff, and he's still as if he's in Logan's vlog.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. I wonder if he streams. No idea. Mm,
maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, I mean, that's a little bit on Andy.
I got some Ayla news.
Yeah.
Speaking of Logan's assistants, his first assistant, Ayla, I watched one of her vlogs. The breakup is official.
I thought so. I called that, didn't I?
Yeah. They were together for 4 years, and now it's over, so...
Holy shit. 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I mean, I came in, like, on the tail end of that one, apparently, but I had no fucking clue.
Yeah. That's all I got on that. She's living in a new house with friends. She's like, it's so nice to live with friends.
Yeah. She lives with a bunch of babes, basically.
Pretty much, probably. I didn't see him, but most likely.
Nah, I've seen them. They're hot as fuck.
Yeah, I don't really have much else to say. I watched Logan Paul's, like, some highlights of his streams. I watched, like, a highlight reel of Olga. Speaking of babes, Olga just feeding him, making him food. Mm-hmm. And during the stream... When Olga was feeding him, Logan Paul remarked, "Nobody ever cooked me when I was growing up. Not even my dad." I find that hard to believe.
I do too.
When I'm looking at Pam's vlogs and I'm looking at Greg Paul, their dad, I feel like they seem like they were parents that cooked a lot for them.
I mean, who knows? Like, I mean, both their parents might have worked. Who knows? Because yeah. I mean. They are divorced, so
nobody ever cooked for me. Not even my dad. I want to call bullshit on that, but
you know what I'm gonna say about that?
Huh?
I bet you they fucking like grew up on fucking just like we did. Fucking, yeah. Like there was always shit in the fridge. Yeah. Like, we fucking cook our own fucking pizza rolls. Yeah. I bet you, like.
But I, even if they did, I have find it hard to believe that they never cooked for them.
No, no, that's not true. I think he was probably just, you know. Yeah.
That, he was just was playing the underdog, is what I'm saying. I don't think that he was actually that. I don't think they did. They didn't never cook for him.
No.
So yeah, how did you like that I took notes? Did that, was that helpful? Threw some facts in there.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Final note, I noticed in one of the Team 10 tour videos that Jake Paul was wearing a Team 10 bulletproof vest.
Yeah. I saw that on Instagram too.
What does that say about he's come out extremely anti-gun control or something?
Mm-hmm.
His gun control stance is kind of cloudy. At first, he was like, kids need shields. But now I think he's just like standard, like, we need more background checks and stronger checks and stuff.
But he just wants to be like a fucking, like, gangster rapper. Like, you know what I mean?
Is bulletproof, like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like really this bulletproof vest, does the wearing the bulletproof vest contradict his anti-gun stance, or is he so anti-gun?
No, it's so afraid contradicted. To me, it contradicts the fuck out of it.
To me, it does too, but I'm not so sure. I wanted to ask.
Yeah. I mean, you can argue it either way, but in my opinion, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, because he doesn't wear it the whole fucking time.
He's like saying, I'm so hard that I'm in positions where I may get shot.
Basically, yeah. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that do want to kill him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think there are people that actually want to kill him, but yeah.
I bet you there are plenty of kids. I think Kyle kind of does. He sounded really angry.
So I guess that's all the stuff I got for Pauper of Sunday.
Yeah, I'm that's pretty much it. They haven't been quite as active, you know. If this show's gonna survive, they have to do some more shit.
Yeah, so maybe if we don't have a show next week, it's because nothing happened. But yeah. We will. I'll try to get steamed up. I got really riled up about that Sonny Maloof stuff. So
yeah, you were fucking. You text me. You're like, I got some real dirt. I'm like, save it for the podcast. But I kind of wasn't surprised at all to hear that news. But yeah, anyways, go check out Sonny's track on Spotify and iTunes. Check out
Justin Roberts' track. Check out Sonny Maloof's giant mansion with a water park in the backyard. Yeah, it's for sale for $32 million now.
Jesus, it's not worth $32 million.
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it in Florida?
So weird that number 32 is in both Robert Maloof, like, okay, yeah. This is really weird. Now they're selling the house for $32 million. Yeah, Texas.
Mm.
And then yeah, Justin Roberts' dad also owes $32 million to the, or $32,000 to the Ferrari dealership. Yeah. So yeah, sorry, it was a little jumbled this episode, guys. I feel like the paper, as much as it helped me, it kind of hurt me.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I just felt like I had so much to get out.
Yeah, yeah, you had to, like, coming back to everything.
This wasn't just a free-flowing conversation, you know?
No, not at all.
Sorry, guys.
If you thought that, you're dumb. And you need to cut out three of your closest friends.
Okay, so thanks for listening to Paul Bro Wednesday.
Yep.
If it's on a Wednesday, we'll have to think of a different name, like something that works with Wednesday, but...
Yeah, definitely. So, still working out the kinks.
Thanks for listening. Tune in to Science Thursday tomorrow. I still got to look through all my science articles.
Damn. Maybe I'll come. Maybe I'll check out some articles and come in with one. Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Follow Zach Show Live on Anchor and podcasts and my Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram if you want. Just Zach or... You know, do the damn thing. Check out the podcast if you like it. Follow me on Instagram. I mean, I think it's probably less pressure to just follow me on Instagram. But, like, yeah, I decided I'm, like, not really trying to get a lot of followers. So hopefully, like, that will actually get me more followers. So, like, don't follow me.
Please. I'm actually trying to keep this private. It's like an intimate thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't follow me on at Just Sacker.
All right. Thanks for listening. What's our theme song?
Hey.